Good evening. Welcome to this evening's Richard Urban Show. I'm your host, Rich Urban, coming to you from historic Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. We bring you news and views from the education principal point of view. This evening's topic is Crushing the Soul of the Nation, the Effects of Sexual Corruption. I'd like to start with this clip from the Tucker Carlson Show of Ian Carroll.
And I should just say, for whatever it's worth, it, I like a lot of these systems. I grew up with them. Like, I'm for democracy. I'm for, you know, transparent justice and all that stuff. I'm not for tearing it all down, but I'm starting to wonder, like, can any of this keep going now that we know a lot of the truth?
Yeah, that is the million-dollar question. And think, so I'm 33 years old right now, and I'm sort of the 9/11 generation. And
yeah,
I shudder to imagine how a 21-year-old must feel today,
yes,
or a 15-year-old
yes
must feel today, because even at my age, as sort of like a still younger kind of adult, moving into, like, my generation is supposed to be moving into leadership roles and moving into positions of taking on the mantle of, like, leading our country in the next, you know, 5 to 10 years. And we all grew up in this world where the first thing we knew as, like, young thinking adults was 9/11. And every event since then has felt like a facade. It's all felt like lies. It's all felt like deception. And it's culminated in this moment where we get this massive dump of information that just explicitly tells us that all the way back to Bill Clinton's presidency, and even before in a lot of ways, our government has been blackmailed on behalf of a foreign, malign, malignant sort of an interest that then, when we all see in 2019 that this guy gets charged, they get all this evidence, it is now 2026. That is 7 years of the American government doing absolutely nothing with this case, not prosecuting anyone except for Ghislaine a little bit, not asking any questions, no investigations, no, we're told that this is America. We're told that this is, you know, the greatest country on earth. And what you would expect then from any decent country or any decent person, if you shrunk this down to a smaller kind of a frame of reference, is you would expect that you deal with it. You deal with it. You don't let people abuse children. You don't let people blackmail your politicians. You don't let people control your financial networks through coercion and bribery and control like this. And so when people in their 20s and 30s and everyone of every age sees that for decades now, our nation has been co-opted from the inside, and then when they find that co-option and then still nothing is done, in fact, it's actually actively covered up, for almost 20 years now since the initial sweetheart deal. Yeah, I don't know how you come back from that.
Looking at the quote of Ian Carroll and the real disappointment, we could call it, or just wrongness of the whole situation. So even, I know I don't agree that President Trump, as I've stated a number of times on my recent shows, was trying to, you know, move away from this and say it's some kind of conspiracy. Well, the conspiracy is that these things are going on for so long and aren't dealt with, as Ian was saying in that clip on the Tucker Carlson Show. So I'd like to point out and talk about more about how sexual corruption really is the root of corruption. And we know from the unification principle point of view, the fall of man wasn't just like eating an apple. It was actually a premature sexual relationship initially with the archangel and then between Adam and Eve. And this corrupted human beings from the very beginning. And we know that, you know, love and sex are a very powerful force, and that they can be a powerful force for good or for evil. And it certainly looks like, from even this recent dump of the documents, you know, the Pizzagate, which was a scandal in 2016, when it was said, you know, that the Comet Ping Pong / Pizza Place in D.C. you know, there was some kind of strange activities going on. And then there was a very strong, disinformation campaign and a very strange occurrence when that man came in and shot the place up. And then they tried to dismiss it as, like, the whole thing is crazy. But remember, at the same time, this is when Seth Rich was killed. And after the WikiLeaks released the files on, like, Hillary Clinton's server, and there were the strange references of John Podesta, you know, to pizza. And then there are also some 800 references, apparently, in these Epstein documents to pizza, like pizza and grape soda. And some people are trying to say, oh, well, I just went out for pizza and grape soda. Yeah, right. Yeah. No, it's obviously something more going on there. And if you look at the context of them, I'd like to look more at this and then some of the different things that have been going on. When we look at the many, many, many different situations and occurrences, we see that a lot of the school shootings, the majority of them, are committed by transgender people, like the school shooting in Tennessee, like the school shooting in Milwaukee. But we don't hear that much about it in the mainstream media, how these are people who are mentally ill. So since the original fall, the fall of man is sexual illicitness or illicit sexual behavior, then it's not surprising that many of the things that are wrong with society, or really all of them, start with that very point. So is it just a coincidence that the person who is alleged to have murdered and assassinated Charlie Kirk was into a kinky, sexual, strange, furry animal group? What is that about anyway? That's weird. And he had a male boyfriend or girl, whatever. He had a boyfriend, you know, transgender or whatever, I think. Oh my gosh. You know? So that's not surprising. And what about even, you know, we see the movement to have these protests against ICE. Many of those are women, and some of the women, at least, are lesbian women. Well, so you say, what's the big deal? Well, what's the big deal? Like, I found it significant, like the woman who was sadly murdered, you know, shot by the ICE. Well, first of all, I would want to say clearly, these people are interfering with law enforcement. Like, they're not, you know, rational in your mind. Like, okay, you have a First Amendment right to protest, but there's a difference between protesting and interfering with law enforcement operations. So that's extremely risky, dangerous, and illegal situation. Like, you can't, you know, interfere when the police are arresting somebody. Hello, anybody home? So, I mean, and that was a lesbian couple. Just a coincidence? No, I don't think so. And a lot of the, you know, people involved in the protests, a lot of are women, and a lot of, not at least some of them, you know, like this woman, poor woman who was, you know, shot and killed, is from a lesbian couple. The Tesla shooters who were shooting up the Tesla dealerships, transgender people. Just a coincidence? No. That sexual corruption is the core of corruption. And then this whole movement, as I've been stating a number of times, and now there's Katie Faust, and a number of people are, you know, working toward overturning the Obergefell decision of the Supreme Court. One of the most consequential decisions of all time. Somehow the Supreme Court found a right to same-sex marriage in the Constitution. Can you imagine Jefferson? Ask Jefferson or John Adams, you know. Oh, yeah, do you think there's a right to homosexual marriage in the Constitution? Okay. So that the main point, however, is not even the constitutional issue, but the even more basic issue is that the Supreme Court has no right to change societal mores and mores, call them that, that have existed for millennia and just decide, oh, we make up this magical right for two men or two women to marry each other. And in fact, the matter is that same-sex couples aren't being oppressed or persecuted. Everybody else is, as we can see by all the craziness that's broken out in the last 10 years, where you're supposed to, in some areas or states or countries like Canada, you know, you're supposed to use their correct pronouns or else. This is insane. But the even more important thing is that the benefit of children, of course, is more important than the wants and whims of adults. So it's not surprising that people do nasty things if they're nasty at the core. Homosexual relationships, by the very nature, don't follow the natural order. People can raise up their hands and say, you're crazy or bigoted or whatever, but they don't. The parts of a man and woman fit together. Two men doesn't. It's not a natural thing at all. Sodomy is not a natural thing. Two women relating, that's not a natural thing. So obviously it follows that when you are doing this kind of deviant things that are for your own self-interest, and if you remember how AIDS broke out, you know, in the 80s, was homosexual men would have sex with dozens or even hundreds of men in bathhouses. That's how it broke out. So is it any wonder that there would be diseases involved? But we're supposed to think that that's normal? I don't think so. There's zero benefit to society from homosexual couples. You know, did they procreate any children? And in fact, by raising children without the benefit of a mom and dad, it's detrimental to children, and they don't even go through screenings like you would when you adopt a child. So it is super critical that the decision, Obergefell decision, be reversed. You know, how is it that homosexuality came to be considered normal when, you know, it used to be a mental illness or something that needs to be corrected, you know, which it still is a same-sex attraction disorder, but people don't want to talk about it like that. And it doesn't follow the plan that God laid out for us, which is fair. And not only that, it's aggressively against it. So when we had our program for teaching sexual abstinence in DC public schools, then we were teaching for a number of years, and then the parents, by the way, loved our program, complained to the newly, appointed DC Chancellor, Michelle Rhee, and her top official was Richard Nancori, I think I got that right, and Chad Ferguson, I think. Well, he was an openly homosexual guy, so I got called in for a meeting with Mr. Ferguson and Nancori, and says, hey, you can promote your petition against, you know, teaching about that same-sex attraction is normal, which they were putting into the health curriculum, and me and a bunch of other people were against that, but your program is not going to be welcome in the school. And then they made up some bogus memo that, you know, groups were no longer allowed to come into school and blah, blah, blah. You know, basically kicked us, you know, at least temporarily kicked us out without actually any reason. But the point about it is, why were these homosexual guys so against our program, you know, teaching about abstinence before marriage? What's the deal? So it goes back to whether you're teaching a character-based, principled, you know, view of marriage and family. And by the way, our program for schools is secular, but it does align, of course, with God-centered principles. or, you know, you're teaching something else. Like, you know, anybody can basically do anything they want. So this outbreak of craziness, like around ICE, that is connected, definitely. The school shootings definitely connected. A majority of them have been involving transgender people. And then you see a lot of, especially women, who are now saying they're, you know, homosexual or bisexual or all this confusion. And then just not coincidentally, more women are, you know, having mental issues or unhappiness issues. And then, which translates into, you know, for many people want to take, you know, like antidepressants or whatever, is a large percentage of more women than men. I'm pretty sure that's right. I'm right on that. And so we see these things are all connected going back to the original fall of man. So I would recommend everyone do study like the unification principle. I'll put the link below about the fall of man. Do study God's ideal of creation. And let's not pretend that it's okay for our nation to have this kind of sexual corruption. And getting back to the Epstein issue, then it goes back to our very core of being. Why are we covering this up? And, you know, of course, I like President Trump very much, but he's wrong on this one, you know, that we need to come to grips with sexual corruption. And, you know, maybe it's connected to other, you know, intelligence agencies and so on. But in any case, it needs to be stopped, you know, and these kind of strange references in the Epstein files to the pizza. And there's many, many, if you can study that, link to that, John Podesta, strange pictures of children. The guy who runs Comet Ping Pong / Pizza is a homosexual guy. The people who ran with the Media Matters, apparently that's his boyfriend, you know, who was trying to run the debunking campaign against the people who said there was something going on there, nefarious. And now apparently they're right. I mean, if you know, this is sick, you know, having sex with little children and all these kind of things going on. There's strong evidence. Why isn't that those things are going on and no doubt are ongoing? Why isn't the FBI investigating this? Cash Patel, Pam Bondi. I think Pam Bondi needs to go. President Trump needs someone who's actually going to do the job and not, you know, go bouncing around on Fox News or whatever, you know, just saying, oh, we're going to release Epstein files. And now it's proven that, you know, all the stuff they said was a pile of crock. You know, I mean, not that people believe them anyway, like me, but that there wasn't any evidence and nothing happened. Give me a break. There's so many politicians that compromise. Like we've talked about people who are not compromised, like Congressman Burchett, you know, telling how it works, how many congressmen, you know, have been compromised? How many government officials have been compromised? How many presidents have been compromised? You know, all these things have gone on. So it's understandable people don't want it released, but it must be dealt with. This has to be dealt with, or else it's like cancer. I mean, it's just this deviant behavior. And homosexuality, that's a wrong behavior. I mean, it is a deviant behavior in the fact that it doesn't align with what God originally said. And no, I'm not saying to go out and hate on anybody. Some people may just be confused or going through a passing phase, you know, if they think they're homosexual, if they're a young person especially. But the point about it is, it's not in line with how God created us. And when you have a moral rot, just like we had Nero in Rome, who was completely morally rotten and killed people and, you know, I mean, over, you know, sexual triangles and all this stuff. I mean, then the country is on the verge of collapse. So that's like what Ian Carroll is saying in the beginning clip I have. we've got this rot and then it's not dealt with. We have both parties wants to not have it exposed. And then no wonder we can't get anything done. No wonder we have Supreme Court who's trying to say there's a right to same-sex marriage. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard in my life. That not so Supreme Court. So that, of course, does need to be reversed, and we need to be honest about, you know, what sexual corruption is and how it's extremely detrimental. It is crushing the soul of our nation. Biden, a former president, quote-unquote Biden, gave that speech on September 1st, 2022, which was known as a soul of the nation speech. And even in there, he mentioned, oh, we are hurting the soul of the nation if you can't love whoever you want to. What a bunch of crock. It's just the opposite. We're hurting the soul of the nation, crushing it by not being honest and dealing with what the core source of corruption in our society is. And it's sexual corruption, period. End of paragraph. And that leads to all other sorts of corruption, whether it be all kinds of moral depravity or murder or killing or dishonesty and everything else. So that has to be pointed out. It has to be dealt with. And I think it's very significant that this just came out. I was already planning to talk about this, but now this came out, this big bunch of documents that President Trump and Bondi and Patel didn't want to release and were very disingenuous about. So they should come clean. And I think we need a new attorney general actually prosecute some of these crimes, or even like Tucker was saying on his show where I took the clip from, you know, to actually just ask the questions. Hey, a lot of these people who are in these emails, even though they're redacted, are alive. Well, shouldn't you be asking about why they keep talking about going out for pizza and grape soda and all this stuff? You know, clearly there's some sickness there, very sick. And remember, Seth Rich was murdered. I did a couple shows about that. And in fact, I did a show where I was explaining that it's come out that mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser, was implicated in that murder. Yeah, hello, you heard that, right? That's right. She's implicated in the murder because the police were, how do you say, involved in the whole cover-up to get that disc off of Seth Rich and then put in another one. Anyway, you can research it more yourself. Go back and search for Seth Rich on visionroot.org. But this is serious business, and those kind of corruptions, you know, do cause the downfall of society. So I want to say we can and do have the truth. Like, if you study the unification principle, you'll learn about these things, and we can fix them. But it's nothing that can be glossed over. And like Ian is saying, it has to be dealt with now, or our society will completely collapse. And I'm happy to say that there are people like this movement to overturn Obergefell and myself, you know, are moving toward, you know, teaching about sexual ethics and how important that is for every aspect of society. So this show has been on crushing the soul of the nation, the effect of sexual corruption. And the good news is we don't have to continue to crush the soul of the nation. We can bring out honesty and truth. And like I said in my previous show, last show, like, if, you know, 200 congressmen have to resign over sexual corruption, so be it. Amen. Adieu. I'm your host, Richard Urban, and I'm coming from historic Harpers Ferry. Do be blessed. Do like this. Do share it. Do subscribe to our show on any podcast channel. And also check out our website, visionroot.org. And be blessed, and we'll see you next time.